RDU 98.5 FM, and you have just turned into the Breakfast Buffet. And now on today's episode of Audio Antiquing, we have the incredible Michael Brown on the show today. Michael, how are you doing?
Yeah, kia ora, Bex. Doing well, thank you. Yeah, exciting week.
Definitely exciting times indeed. So just for the listeners at home who kind of don't really have a bit of an idea of what's going on, Michael has actually undertaken a thorough study of eyeliners by now, a vaporwave homage to the kitsch electronic sounds of the 1980s and 1990s. So for the people at home who aren't cultured, Michael, could you explain in your words what this means?
Sure thing. Yeah, well, basically it means that this week I have a book being published. It's called Eyeliners By Now. It's about an album called By Now by a New Zealand artist called Eyeliner. His real name is Luke Roll, and he first rose to musical fame in New Zealand back in the 2000s as Disaster Radio. The book is part of a series called 33 and a Third Oceania, and this is a series that's been running for about 3 or 4 years. Each book in the series deals with a different album from New Zealand or Australian or Pacific Island music history. There've been about 12 or 15 published so far among the New Zealand entries. Books on the Front Lawn's first album, on Bic Runga, her album Drive, various other kind of well-known albums. This one is a little bit different in that it's quite a recent album. It was only released in 2015, and it's in a relatively obscure electronic music genre called vaporwave, which, as you described, is a kind of retrospective homage and kind of ironical take on music from the 80s and 90s.
And what do you think is so, I guess in a way, is just so interesting about this specific genre of music that, you know, new audiences could really kind of immerse themselves in?
I think that vaporwave is, it's kind of interesting both musically, like in that it has a lot to offer you as you're listening to it, but it's also intellectually quite interesting too. It's very much a genre that came up through the advent of the internet. It's sort of like a genre that wouldn't really exist without people kind of getting on chat rooms and kind of enthusing over often quite kind of cheesy sounds of that period, the 80s and 90s, of synthesizers and drum machines, and being able to kind of offer their own kind of ironic celebration of it. As far as the kind of music's concerned, people have sort of often found it quite a nostalgia trip. Like, especially people who sort of are in their, who kind of grew up at that time, you're hearing sort of like the sounds of computer games and CD-ROM software. You're hearing the sound of infomercial channels. You're kind of being reminded of sort of wandering through some huge mall, you know, in the 90s and hearing all this kind of music echoing around. And it's sort of kind of anonymous sounding, but you kind of recognize it through the way these vaporwave artists have kind of recreated it or sampled it. And so there is that sort of nostalgic pleasure about the music. It's kind of highlighting these qualities of music remembered. At the same time, it's kind of pointing out that a couple of things about that period. One, the sort of hyper commercialism of that time, the fact that everything seemed to be for sale all the time, you know, and that music was part of the kind of the sales pitch just constantly. Or really, it was the period when that first became really important in the 1980s and 1990s. I think the other side of it too is this is a period of kind of technological acceleration. So it was a period when people were getting their home computers, getting their PCs, and the internet was only just really coming online. We were only just starting to use email in the early 1990s. The World Wide Web didn't really kick in until the mid 90s. So this period is full of all this kind of optimism and kind of technological utopianism. It sort of has a kind of, looking back on it, it was a kind of time of hope, especially considering kind of where technology has led us now. And so, again, it's this kind of interesting mixture that vaporwave artists are able to concoct between a sort of utopian sense of optimism, and at the same time, there's a kind of a critique in there.
No, I really love that. I think that was a really beautiful way to sum that up, and I think all the points you made genuinely that is actually the general vibe and the general gist that you'd get of it. And I like that you put in that there is a bit of critique in a way, because I am always the biggest believer and the biggest, I guess you could say, arguer of the fact that good art and good music or just anything within the creative field that is good, it challenges you, and it isn't something that is just you sit there and you're like, that was great, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, I think it's this album by now is something that you can listen to quite passively if you wanted to, but once you start to sort of dig into it, which I do in this book and kind of explain track by track what I think it's doing, you start to realize there is all this subtext to it that Eyeliner is bringing out. And even the very title of that book, By Now, is this sort of advertising imperative. And Luke actually came up with that title one day when he was browsing Amazon and just saw all these little buttons on the pages saying, buy now, buy this product now. And he thought, well, that would be a great title for an album. It'd be like a little billboard for my album on every web page on the internet.
No, but it literally would. And then it almost becomes this thing where even if people are typing it in by accident as a thing, it's going to automatically pop up within the algorithm.
Yeah, well, actually, it can be sometimes a little bit tricky finding eyeliners by now. Just using Google, you end up with all these eyeliner advertisements. But I think that same logic applies when you're looking at individual tracks on the album. So they all have titles that kind of lead you off into sort of exploring what they might mean. So the first track, for instance, is called Toy Dog, and in my reading, that's a kind of reference to the craze for toy dogs that developed in the early 2000s when people like Britney Spears, Madonna, and especially Paris Hilton, it's like the toy dog was like the accessory. They would have this little dog in their handbag, and it became this kind of really cute symbol of conspicuous consumption, that you could afford this little toy dog. But at the same time, actually, Luke and his partner Chloe had their own little toy dog. So, toy dogs, of course, are really lovable, so you
Definitely.
get this lovely, it typifies the kind of duality of the meaning of the songs. I think another, just if I may,
Of
interesting point
course.
about Vaporwave is that because it developed on the internet, it's kind of without a geographic center to the scene. The scene is places like Reddit and 4chan and Tumblr and Twitter and Bandcamp. And so Luke and a number of his fellow New Zealand artists actually were able to kind of make an impression on the scene really early on. Eyeliner is recognized as one of the original artists that kind of invented vaporwave. So internationally, he's really well known. He's kind of in the top 20 vaporwave artists, of which there are now thousands. It's a kind of an interesting case study in how the advent of the internet has allowed Kiwi artists to kind of sort of reach the world. It's kind of collapsed that sense of distance that previously, kind of stymied artists breaking internationally. It was pretty hard back in the
Definitely.
70s or 80s to sort of make it outside New Zealand. But the internet kind of, well, it presents, of course, a whole lot of new challenges, has also enabled artists to reach global audiences. And around probably only about 1% of eyeliner's streaming audience is in New Zealand. Most people who listen to eyeliner on Spotify are based in North America. So it's sort of one of these curious things that the analytics can tell you.
And that is it is really cool because I like the way you've been discussing and talking about how the internet has broadened up, the hopes for a lot of artists, because there's something really special nowadays about just like any artist, not even within the vaporwave genre, if they have their song and they've got this little piece of art that they want to share with the world, they can just upload it to the platforms like Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, all these things, and the reach is, like you've said before, it is far further than it ever has been previously. But unfortunately, it's kind of also created a double-edged sword in which now the pool is so big and there is so much content out there that it is also extremely hard to break through. So that's, I think that's what makes it even more special when artists, like eyeliner, really have cracked through and become I guess you could say like placeholders in a way for becoming, they kind of become,
Trendsetters.
they become the trendsetter. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for.